Jeremiah chapter 36, verses 11 to 26. The Scroll Destroyed. In the previous discourse, I called it a letter, but it was more of a treatise, or as the NIV calls it, the scroll. Well, Jeremiah had God's instruction, at God's command, had written down the prophesying, the preaching that he had done over the years. Of course, this was a solemn judgment, as well as promise for restoration from Babylon, no doubt. But the burden of Jeremiah's discourse, the burden of Jeremiah's book and prophecy, there's no doubt, is one of judgment. And so Jeremiah has to write this down, and Baruch takes it to the temple to read it in public to the people. Jeremiah is confined. And Baruch does it. Now what's the reaction, verses 11 to 26? Micaiah, he heard all the words of the Lord from the scroll. It's not just the words of Baruch, it's not just the words of Jeremiah, it's the word of the Lord. And it's the words of the Lord, it's all the words of the Lord. So he took it up the chain. He went down to the secretary's room. And the bigwigs are sitting there, the committee, the officials, and they're named here in verse 11 and 12. Baruch told them everything. He had heard Baruch, Micah told them everything he had heard Baruch read to the people from the scroll. And all the officials sent another man, Jehudi, to say to Baruch, we want this scroll. Now bring this scroll, bring this treatise, bring this work, and bring it to us. So they made Baruch come to this committee room where the bigwigs are, and they say, now you sit down. They're kind about it. Now sit down, please. They're polite about it. Now sit down and read it to us. The reaction, the effect upon this committee, this cabinet, is horrendous. They're staggered. They're afraid. When they heard all these words, they began to look around the table, wherever it is, look around the room. And they said, well, we must report this to the king. And they were afraid. They looked at each other in fear. And so they said to Baruch, how did you come to do this? How did you come to read and write this? What's happened? Did Jeremiah dictate it? Yes, yes. There's no hiding the thing in a corner here. This is what the Lord had said, and Jeremiah dictated all these words, and I wrote them down, and then I've come to read them. That's what it is. Well, the officials knew what the reaction would be as it went up the chain. They knew that Jeremiah and Baruch were now in mortal danger. You and Jeremiah, go and hide. Verse 19. Don't let anyone know where you are. You're in desperate trouble. If you get caught, your life is certainly in peril. They secured the scroll, and then they went to the king and reported to him. He wanted it read. And the king there had the entire scroll read to him. Now, there was a fire in the room. It was cold. It was winter time. And the king was sitting there with his fire. And as a leaf was read from the scroll, as the treatise was read, page by page, three or four columns, let's get it right, the three or four columns of the scroll, the king took his penknife and he cut them off and he threw them in the fire. He heard the scroll. And he destroyed every bit of it. They showed no fear, verse 24. They didn't tear their clothes. There was no reformation. There was no repentance. There was no sovereign effect for good upon them. Even though the king was urged by these brave men, Elnathan, Deliah, and Gemariah, don't burn the scroll. He would not listen. He was determined. His will was against it. He was set against it. I'm not having this kind of nonsense. Instead, I want these men arrested. Baruch and Jeremiah. They're in mortal danger now. But the Lord had hidden them. Now there's another but now. What will happen next? Let's just pause here before we go on. We'll make the next passage the next discourse. That's what I'll do. What can we learn from this? Well, think about Jeremiah. He's confined. He's silenced. He's shut up. He can't do anything. But the Lord says to him, I want this word out. The word of God is not bound. The word of God is not chained. You can't hide and hold back the word of God. It's powerful. It's living. Get it out. And Jeremiah uses Baruch. Now it's been read to the people, to the officials, and now to the king. And then it's been destroyed. And Jeremiah and Baruch are even in greater peril and confinement. So the word of God has come to an end then. And Jeremiah's work has failed. Baruch's work's failed. The king has been triumphant. The word of God has been silenced. No, 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 no. Read on. This is not the last chapter. Yes, it does look black. And it is black. And brother and sister, I find this personally. Do you find it? I hope you do. A tremendous encouragement. You try to serve God. You try to preach his word. You try to witness to somebody. You write something. And nothing happens. It gets worse. It doesn't go anywhere. You try to raise a problem, an issue. But people will not repent. The leaders will not turn and reform, whatever. And it seems as though it's got nowhere. Wait till the last chapter. The word of God is not bound. It will not return empty or vain to God. It must accomplish the purpose to which he sent it. And what this does, as we shall see, is in fact enlarge the word of God and increase its influence. Yes, God does move in a mysterious way his wonders to perform. He takes two steps backwards to go three steps forward. And this is what's happening here. It looks terrible. It looks destruction. It looks silence. It looks darkness. But this is not the last chapter. May God bless us as we go on with this. And brother and sister, may we not lose heart. I speak to myself. May we use this historical event to find the assurance, the confidence, the renewed confidence, the renewed faith in God's sovereignty. The pen is mightier than the sword. Men hate the word of God, but the word of God will triumph over all their opposition. I encourage those who are spreading the word and sending it out to the nations, translating it into the languages. Go on, my brothers and sisters. The entrance of God's word brings light. Whatever the reaction of politicians, kings, governments, whatever, send out the light. And, brother and sister, may we stand for Christ, whatever the opposition. And may we not lose heart. Men may be against us, but God is greater than all men. The king may hate it. The king may silence it. The king may destroy it by fire. But God will have his word reach the people for the glory of his name. May we find encouragement in this. Amen.